KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:10, we have cloudy skies and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, such as we've seen last hour. A high around 65. So far, we picked up 7/100ths of an inch of rainfall since 7 a.m. here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A man who escaped from a corrections center in Nebraska was apprehended late last night in Carter Lake. According to KETV in Omaha, a man in his early 20s, whose name was not immediately available, was serving a six-year sentence for robbery at the Omaha Correctional Center. He escaped from a nearby work release facility but was arrested a short time later. Omaha police told the TV station the man had gotten into an argument at a work release facility and attempted to get away. Guards called for backup at around 11:30 p.m. after they tried to spray him with mace. The man took off, still wearing an ankle monitor. It's unclear how he escaped. Police say at some point he cut off the monitor, which sent a signal to police and other agencies. Officers found him at the Super 8 Motel near Airport Drive and Locust in Carter Lake, where he was arrested. Police say that the man was not armed, but they did call him dangerous. Officers said the man sprained his ankle, but no one else was hurt. He's now in police custody in Iowa and is expected to be transferred back once Omaha police get the proper warrant. Officials with the Creston Police Department report two arrests. On Tuesday, 26-year-old Matthew Hamm of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear. He was later released on $600 bond. And 47-year-old Angela Wimber of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for OWI first offense. Wimber was released on a $1,000 bond. A man residing in the 500 block of West Mill Street in Creston reported to police on Tuesday that someone took the rear license plate off his vehicle. The loss was estimated at $5. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported seven recent arrests. Authorities say on Sunday, deputies arrested 38-year-old Eric Antoine Smith of St. Louis, Missouri, following a traffic stop on I-29. Smith was charged with possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. Last Saturday, 20-year-old Nathan Edward Lee Richardson of Glenwood was arrested for OWI third offense, bond set at $5,000. 44-year-old Michael Raymond Carver of Glenwood was arrested Saturday for intimidation, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. His bond was set at $1,600. Last Friday, Mills County deputies arrested 20-year-old Mariah Marie Pearson of Council Bluffs on a warrant for probation violation, with her bond set at $10,000. Back on April 21st, 41-year-old J.C. Carville Higgins of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance charge. Bond was set at $5,000. On April 17th, Mills County deputies arrested 22-year-old Dylan Jacob Barrett of Glenwood for possession of drug paraphernalia, with his bond set at $300. Also, 37-year-old Garrett Allen Horgdahl of Henderson was arrested on a warrant April 17th for stalking, harassment in the second degree, two counts of child endangerment and contempt of court, with his bond set at $7,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said also 55-year-old Timothy Harvey of Glenwood escaped injury after the Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was driving went out of control and entered the west ditch off of 230th Street. The incident occurred at around 12:33 p.m. after a tan Ford Ranger came into his lane as Harvey was traveling southbound near DeVore Avenue. The Ranger continued northbound on 230th Street and did not stop. Elsewhere in state news, Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitford says it is unlikely Republican legislators will agree on how to address complaints that companies like Apple and Amazon are censoring conservatives. Senators have voted to withdraw state and local tax breaks for big tech companies if a court rules Iowans are being censored. A plan in the House narrowed the bill to apply only when Iowa elected officials or political candidates have online posts or accounts removed.
I'm not ready to throw away any bill for the session because there's still a lot of negotiations going on. But it seems like we're probably far enough apart on that issue that it'll be tough to find resolution this year.
Friday is the 110th day of this year's legislative session. Last day, members of the Iowa House and Senate get a daily stipend to cover expenses. It's often a target date for adjourning for the year.
The House has passed a lot of different bills. We've passed a lot of different bills. And we need to just get on the same page and figure out what those joint priorities are, what we can pass to move this state forward and end with a successful session. And so I am very optimistic that we will end a very successful session here fairly soon, but we just still have a lot of negotiations left to go to get to that point.
Senate Republicans, for example, have proposed a wide array of tax cuts, while House Republicans have proposed a series of tax credits.
We're still having that conversation, but I think overall we're very fortunate here in Iowa that we can even have that conversation. We've managed our budget very prudently over the last few years. Even through the pandemic, we ended with a surplus so that we can come back and not offer a stimulus payment to people, but offer permanent lasting tax cuts to Iowans and still have a responsible budget.
Democrats have argued at least part of the state's $1 billion budget surplus and cash reserve should be used to help individuals and businesses in Iowa who've taken a financial hit in the pandemic. Whitford says Senate Republicans are prioritizing $100 million in property tax relief, while they proposed state takeover of the mental health system, along with eliminating some tax revenue guideposts set up in 2018, so a series of income tax cuts can take effect.
We want that tax cut to be done this year. We also have been very adamant about removing mental health off of the property tax rolls. So if we can find agreement on those two things, I think a lot of other things will fall in place pretty quick.
Whitver made his comments during an interview with our colleagues at Radio Iowa. That is a check of news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.